Let us pray.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. As we just sang, these words were written that we might believe. By believing, we might have faith in Jesus. And what is it that we are called to believe but the truth, as revealed to us in that life and death and resurrection? Two times, he refers to himself in this text as Good Shepherd. We hear that truth. We hear that truth emphasized. May that truth take root in our hearts. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Like my quizzes, I give you the answers. Did you hear the answer? Two times. Two times in this gospel text, Jesus says, I am the Good Shepherd. The second time, he adds a little punchline to it, that the Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Now, one of the perhaps most famous uses of the word truth in all of Scripture is when Jesus is on that day that we call Good Friday, standing before Pilate, and Pilate asks him the question, what is truth? Now, if Pilate had been with Jesus, not even 24 hours earlier, in that upper room on the night when Jesus is betrayed, he would have heard Jesus speak the truth to his disciples when he tells them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And if Pilate had been present at this particular time of this particular scripture in John chapter 10, with the people surrounding him, and among them a lot of Pharisees, they would have heard Jesus speak the truth, as you have just heard Jesus speak the truth. I am the Good Shepherd. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And from there on, Pilate could have tracked with the disciples through the ministry of Jesus, through the teaching of Jesus, right up until that time that he is standing before Pilate. And Pilate asks the question, what is truth? And Jesus does not speak. He does not say the truth. What Jesus goes on to do is to demonstrate what it means, truly means, that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and that the truth is spoken on Calvary when God permits his own son to die for our sake. The truth rises again to life on Easter Sunday, and we are raised up to new life with him. The truth, in a few weeks, we will celebrate Ascension. The truth ascends into heaven and gives us an assignment, and that is to take the truth to this world that so desperately needs it. I had the privilege of being in Omaha, Nebraska for two purposes. One was to be part of an accreditation team for Concordia Lutheran High School, Junior High in Omaha. Former director of CCLS is now director there. He put two and two together. He says, Meggers is a pastor. We need one of those. And his son lives in Omaha. He'll come. He was right. He was right. But in the course of that time, I got to share in a conversation and a lesson that was going on. And I was introduced to a comedian named Michael Jr., who was doing a TED Talk. And Michael gave me a new template. I want to share that template with you. And he said, there's a way of explaining life, and it parallels the way of explaining comedy. And then in comedy, there are two parts. There is the setup, and there's the punchline. And that's the template I want to give you today. I'm going to give you an example first. I know this is risky, okay? I'm going to tell a joke, all right? Here's the setup. And the setup is always what you have. What you have. Here's what you have. Three men run into a bar. Set up. Now, if I do nothing else with this, you're going to go, well, what in the world? Why? I don't get it. What are you doing with this? Okay? It's what you have. Here's the punchline. This is what you do with what you have. That's the punchline. What are you going to do with what you have? Three men ran into a bar. You would think the third one would have ducked. That's about right. You know, 10%, then it rises to about 34%, then about 50% of you get it, and some of you are still thinking about it. Okay? That's how the joke works, all right? Set up, punchline. Now, I want you to set aside the joke. See, this is the risky part of doing that, okay? Set aside the joke and just focus on the idea of setup and template or punchline as the template that we're going to lay over the gospel this morning, over the truth. And if we lay that setup and punchline over the life of Jesus, even over this text in John, I am the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The whole life and ministry of Jesus is set up. The word becomes flesh to dwell among us. Set up. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. And this is what the good shepherd does. He lays down his life for the sheep. Jesus comes to his disciples. He's with his disciples on that night that he's betrayed. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And then Jesus, who having already prepped us, was telling us that he's a good shepherd, the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep, on that cross lays down his life for the sheep. And the punchline is the resurrection. He suffers, he dies, not end of story. That's the setup. The punchline, he rises from the dead. And maybe there's a second punchline as well. And that he rises again to give us that gospel to give. Now that's laying the template over the life of Jesus. I want to lay that template over the life of a Christian as well. And remember, the setup is what we have. The punchline is what we do with what we have. Here's the setup. It's the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus. It is the word of Jesus. I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. This is the truth. The punchline is go and make disciples of all nations. Set up. Life, death, resurrection of Jesus ascends into heaven. Go make disciples of all nations. And where we run into issues, where we run into trouble, where we sin, is that we don't take the setup as truth, as the truth. We let Satan divert us. We let him discourage us. We let him get us into all sorts of argumentations about, well, kind of pilot like, well, what is truth? Lead us off into philosophical, intellectual kinds of arguments about Jesus as a good man. He was certainly someone to model life after. Maybe he even just gets reduced to some sort of a moral lesson. And the moral lesson is, what I want you to do is, you know, be like Jesus. That's not the truth. The truth stands before Pilate. And if we're not careful with the truth, understanding the setup that God is giving to us, we can end up much like Pilate on that day, asking the question, what is truth? And miss the whole point of the setup, which is the life and death and resurrection of Jesus for us. But not just for us, the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus for the world. And here's the second way that we run into sin in connection with the truth. And that is we only focus on the setup. Jesus Christ, the word becomes flesh to take his dwelling among us. That word is the truth of God. The word of God in the flesh says, I am the good shepherd. And you've got all those marvelous mental images of what that means to shepherd a flock. And then he gives you an even sharper image of what it means that I am the good shepherd because I lay down my life for the sheep. And the image gets even sharper on the cross. As the shepherd does lay down his life for the sheep, he rises again, and then we come to find out that this is a gift that is given for us, but not only for us. We are called then take the setup and make it punchline. Take what we have and take it and do what God would have us do with what we have, which is to go and make disciples. go and make disciples of all nations. And the challenge that we have, the sin that we struggle against, is that we become complacent, become satisfied with simply having what we have. You're going to go out of here this morning having heard the truth of Jesus Christ in the flesh, given to suffer, die, and rise again for you. But that's not all. That's just setup. The punchline is what we're going to do with what it is that you have just received. I'll give you an example. We began the service with the psalm. There's setup in the psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. Satan is at work in your life to convince you that you're all alone. There is no comfort. No one really cares about you. Set up to Psalm 23 gets you ready for the truth, to that lie that is being told to you. The Lord is my shepherd. There's the setup. What's the punchline? I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Because he is the good shepherd who lays down his life for you. I am the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. And again, that's not whimsical. It's not merely poetic language. It's not simply metaphor. It's not meant to create philosophical discussion or intellectual conversation. It is meant to be received as the truth. I am the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. Watch this on Good Friday as I, who am the good shepherd, lay down the life for the sheep. Watch this on Easter Sunday as I come to life again for the sake of the sheep, that you might have, I might have life in the name of the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. All that set up, now here comes the punchline, go make disciples. Go live out a life. Go speak in a way that demonstrates that you have this new life in Christ. There's your punchline. And so, dear class, as we come to the close of the session, and I give you your homework assignment, it would be this. Know your setup. Receive that setup. The good news of life in Christ. And now work on your punchline. Consider how it is that you're going to take that news with you. Consider to whom you will share and be that one who demonstrates what it means to have new life, not of your own doing, but a new life that is in Christ. And live a life then, a life that lives out what it means to listen to him. And here, I'm going to give you another punchline, all right? You're not alone. Unlike the stand-up comedian who has to stand up there and work on his setup and his punchline and he's all alone, you do not go through this alone. God has promised you his presence in your punchline. He has given to you his very spirit, the Holy Spirit, that spirit of the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep, that you might be his witnesses. God grant you peace. And may that peace of God that surpasses all understanding guard and keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.